I needed this new iPhone to feed my family.
But you don't, the problem is you don't even know what it is.
I needed this dog food. Fuck.
Spiderweb.
The fact that it looks cool is my main thing that I'm going for.
Yeah, you were saying it looks like an Iron Halo.
It does. I want to actually see what happens if I do this. I'm going to go a little closer to Kevin here, because it sounds like Kevin's going to be talking.
I am.
I don't really know how to orient these.
Are you talking?
Are you going to be talking? Are you going to talk? It's Set Talk, everybody.
I'm Kyle.
Kendrick.
Kevin.
And a Kevin in the middle.
What were we arguing about this morning that was interesting?
The beer thing.
Lawyering the...
Oh, yeah. So there was a challenge on the Reds. That's Reddit for those not in the know.
No one calls it that.
I do. So no, I'm someone, someone.
No one calls it
Kevin's going to call it that because
he'll
help
me. Please don't call that. Call it that. Please don't.
Please, for the love of God, help me.
No one. There are already enough dumbass names for
let's. Are you going to be able to handle today? Like, you seem pretty angry.
Are you going to be okay? Do you need to launch into something right now?
I'm just really hungry, and I just listen to people blab on for like 45 minutes about useless stuff because they can't, like, look up. They can't figure out how to use the product, and they can't, like, look at the support. They're so helpless. So helpless.
Yeah, helpless. Helpless is very annoying.
Just like, and I had to say, okay, stop what you're doing. Click on this. Click on this. Click on this. And they're like, oh.
Oh, I feel stupid. But they don't feel stupid because they're entitled. That's what I was thinking of, too. So, I said that, speaking of entitled people, which you weren't, but I'm inferring, I said that thievery is the most annoying crime I hate the most because I feel like it's when you steal something from another person, like one person stealing from another person, this is the crime I'm describing, that there is like an implied entitlement in there that in my head that's like, well, you either haven't earned this enough or I need it more than you or I'm just like better than you. I don't know. I can't figure it out because like I'm not into that whole like stealing shit off your front porch type of thing, but it just annoys me this so much because there's so little you can do about thievery when it comes to like having repercussions. Like if someone murders somebody else, you're probably going to jail. If you steal someone's car, that's a little bit easier to track down and figure out than stealing a package off someone's porch. And like the thing I hate the most, and I'll say this on this goddamn podcast, is that when I got my concealed carry that I used to have that I currently don't anymore, so I can say it now. So
I
come
at you the math. Go ahead.
Come at me, bro.
I don't think it entitles you to any legal protection. Go on.
No, it doesn't, but I'm going to fight them and then win because I have a trident and a grenade.
You should not have a grenade.
Well, no one. Come take it away from me, Obama.
Do you have the paperwork for your grenade?
Come on, Obama.
I mean, you could technically own a grenade.
Obama.
If someone breaks into your house and you throw a grenade down at them,
thanks, Ebola.
They're going to leave real fast.
Yeah,
discharging a grenade, I'm pretty sure.
I'm allowed to have a grenade as long as it's not a live grenade.
You can own a live grenade.
Don't make me give away the secret that the grenade isn't like a real grenade on the podcast, please.
You can have a real grenade.
All right, anyway.
I mean,
there's a tax stamp.
You can't, like, I know that you shouldn't kill somebody for stealing your stuff, but I want to the most.
If you're not supposed to. If stole my Jeep, I'd probably beat him within an inch of his life.
There's like a whole bunch of like laws around gun stuff, right? And
yes, there are
the
laws
only one
around gun stuff, Kyle.
In Colorado, it's very interesting to other states because Colorado's a little bit loosey goosey with like, you know, your domicile and
we're,
like make
we're
my
days. We're at 75% Florida as the rating.
If you rated it, we're 75% Florida, which is a scary place to be because only a few more meth labs and like crazy man incidents, and we're, you know, up on the echelon of just being Florida in the middle of the country. And
cold,
without oceans,
cold Florida.
Where are the Floridians supposed to go when they need to leave the country?
The woods.
Oh, God. Cold, but anyway, I'm not, again, not advocating that you should kill people stealing stuff from you, but I feel like that was the thing I'd want to do most. Like,
that's honestly one of the reasons I had to put that in there is because...
keep going.
That's what they needed to make sure people weren't going to do when you're allowed to carry firearms concealed.
It's like someone's calling your TV away, and you're just like... Time to die.
Yeah.
Bang. And you shoot them in the back and they're dead. And your TV's broken probably anyway.
But you cleaned up society because the kind of person who steals a TV is not helping anyone.
And then you go to jail forever.
Because it's
wrong. But you guys, what is your guys' least favorite crime?
So,
like when you hear about it happening, you're like, God, I hate that so much. I hate that this is happening.
I hate theft. But to be honest, I have less of a problem with theft because at least you're going to use the thing you took. You know, like, I understand it, and I'm not saying it's right, and I hate people who steal packages.
Use it as in sell it most of
but
the time?
But as in, you're deriving some value from it still. So for me, the number one most infuriating one is vandalism. Because then you're destroying something. You're not even getting value out of it. You're just smashing it, or burning it, or defecating on it. Defacing.
But I feel like vandalism, you can... most cases, vandalism, you can, like, repair or fix the thing that's been vandalized.
Well, yeah, but what I mean is you're destroying value for no reason. You know? Like, people who tag shit drives me irrationally angry. Like as angry as you get about package theft and stuff, is as angry as I get about
tagging shit. It is really just package theft, you're right.
Yeah.
Because, like, it just pisses me off that, like, I had something new I wanted to experience and they took it. But,
right, but I mean, imagine, which would be more annoying? Package is gone or package has been set on fire?
I don't know. I have to give some thought about it. I'm not trying to be controversial,
but this is actually an interesting
question.
Philosophically, I can get behind people who think it's okay to steal if they need it more than I can get behind someone who's like, I'm going to smash that thing so nobody
I have trouble justifying the need. It's like,
yeah,
like I can't in my head, whenever someone's stealing something, it's not because they need it. It's
and
because they want to sell it.
That's true. I back that up to be like, would you steal food to feed your family? Yes, I would, because I want to feed my family. So obviously I'm not morally... absolutely opposed to.
You're correct. I'm probably being a little bit too generalized when I say theft, but like.
But
yeah,
would you tag this to feed your family? How does it feed my family? You're just making work for somebody else to go clean up your shit.
Yeah, I think I hate gang violence.
Like, gang violence?
Yeah, some guy who's like, I'm gonna shoot someone up for my cult. And you're like, no, I'm gonna shoot you back for my cult.
It's funny that you say that because. Yeah. Cult is the word I use.
It's the word, yeah. No, that's exactly right.
It extends way past just, like, Bloods and Crips and random, like gangs, too. It's, like, people doing things. And this is, like, super, like, what is it? Not Nietzschean. To be, like, doing things for other things and not realizing you're doing them for yourself.
Yeah.
It's, like, to be, like, well, I did this because the gang needs me to do it. And you're, like, no, you really did it because you had some need to do it. And, like, you felt like it was justified and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, that's a good thing, too. That frustrates me, too, because you're, like... Because the justification for why you do something is, I think Kendrick and I is like big kick is like understanding motivations a lot, or it was a while ago.
Still is.
And so, like when you have people, when you have people that aren't able to like, for me, when I meet people that aren't able to like, internal is not the right word, but justify themselves inside of themselves, like if in a vacuum, be able to be like, why did I do that? It's like kind of initially frustrating, then you get over it if you like them, and then you just forget about them if you don't, I guess. But anyway, sorry.
Hypocrisy?
I don't understand. Like, I'm being hypocritical?
No, I mean the concept is
oh, yeah.
that if you can't justify your actions by your own ethical constructs, then what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah, why'd you do it? Yeah.
And I've certainly done things that look back and I'm like, that was not right. And reconciling that isn't easy. But
that's true.
It's kind of necessary. If you want to maintain some kind of integrity, be like, wow, I should not have done that. I wish I didn't do that.
I think it helps you move forward in terms of, like, actually getting to a goal that you'd want to accomplish. Like, maybe that'd be, like, being a better person, air quoting, or changing your avenue in life. Like, ignoring the past, I don't think, is the best way to, like, move forward. Is that too cliche?
Well, and I think identifying that you are capable of making mistakes within your own construct helps you deal with other people better. Like, how would you react if you met someone and you found out that person has stolen packages from other people's porches before, but doesn't do it anymore?
So if I was like, if they don't do it anymore, then I'd probably be more open to like.
What if, for example, I told you that? Oh yeah, for like 6 months in college, I was stealing stuff off of people's porches and then selling it on eBay.
I'd probably try to understand why you were doing that at the time, because maybe
you
didn't
know it was wrong.
Well, that's fine, or like it's something to do, or I needed it to get through college. Like, it's easier to, in hindsight, understand and be more empathetic than it is if I catch someone doing it in the moment.
Well, that's very true.
If I do it in the moment on my ring, I'm gonna be like, if I fucking find you, I have a certain set of skills, and you will die. And like, they'll be like, oh my god, who's talking to me from that ring?
Sure, yeah.
That's the scenario in my head. And then leave the package and we become best friends. Wait, what?
One of the YouTubers.
Yeah, Mark Robert. He did a second version of it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, with the little machine that explodes?
Mm-hmm. That's what Scotty said on it, because the people that do that, their reaction to someone punking them after they've stole something is so entitled. They're like, I can't believe someone would do this to me. And you're like, you fucking stole something.
Yeah, what?
Like, what did you expect? You? Like, you're just completely ignoring, like, consequence. Like,
yeah.
It's like, if you would have gotten caught by the cops, what would you have done? Been like, I can't believe that I got caught. Like,
well, no,
what is
be.
This? This isn't illegal, is it?
That is actually worth noting, is that most people who break laws like that consider themselves victims when they're caught. And that's where, I mean, that's not where the only anti-cop rhetoric comes from now, but that feeds into it a lot. It's like, oh, that's bullshit. It's like, you did a thing. Did you not know it was wrong to take people's stuff? Like, I mean, what you can go on about, like, drug possession charges or, like, zoning violations. You can get into areas that are kind of murky or gray or confusing or problematic. Or, like, hey, you shot my dog. I was like, yeah, well, we were serving you for a murder summons because you bailed on this other thing. So it's like, yeah, we shot your Rottweiler that you have
on like
a chain.
Trying to attack us.
Yeah, it's like, or we were serving you a summons for a zoning violation and we shot your 15-year-old brown lab. Like, okay. That's hard to justify. Like,
yeah.
So there's obviously there's layers of shit in here, but ganking shit off of people's porches is a really hard moral ground to stand on.
Yeah, even if... Yeah, yeah.
I needed this new iPhone to feed my family.
But you don't, the problem is you don't even know what it is.
I needed this dog food. Fuck.
Yeah, see, that's my... I think that's the main issue, is that it's even hard to justify that you could have used it. Like, unless they do that, like, what do they call it? There's, like, standard shipping, and then there's, like, post-grade shipping, where they put it just on the box. They put, like... They shipped Amy a Lego set that way. They just put the Lego set and put the sticker right on the box, and I was like, oh, shit. Like,
right,
lucky one
Lego
of those
box.
Bags didn't burst inside and, like, come out, but... Like, unless that's the case, and, like, that's what we did with the Marco Roberts stuff, is, like, he put it on a headphone box so people could see what it was.
Yeah.
So, and in that case, it's, like, I think when you get into, like, the like, could I have used it? Was it something I needed at the time?
Right.
The only, in my mind, the only justification for stealing headphones off someone's porch is I needed the money. Like, I needed the money to keep surviving, which is fine. It's not as cool as, like, I stole the food so I could eat, but... It's a little bit more justified, but the people that were stealing stuff were taking them to their houses where they had like 20 billion inch screen TVs and like 15.
Well, and then you hear about this too. Like, these are obviously isolated incidents. We don't understand the whole story of every porch pirate everywhere.
This is Sid Sox will get wrecked.
But it's worth noting that these are slices, right? It's like you hear stories about people who are panhandling, who are not what you would strictly consider needy.
Yeah.
And they can make several hundred dollars a day if they go to the right corners. And I have a personal story where I saw at a park and ride over in off of Broadway in Alameda, downtown, just south of downtown. There's a park and ride and a light rail station. And it's a pretty common place to leave your car for a long period of time. And I was driving through there because I was dropping... God, this was a long time ago. I was dropping Chelsea off at the light rail. And I remember as I was waiting, I was picking her up, driving over, and I was waiting, and I see people in the back of it was an SUV, after 8 years, whatever it's been, 9 years, I don't want to get into details because I'm probably misremembering, but suffice to say it was an SUV that didn't strike me as terribly bad or good. It was just either mid-range or upper mid-range SUV, and there were a few people that were, they were sitting in there, and they were sitting on the back, and they were putting on watches and jewelry. And that's the vignette I saw, is they were sitting in the back of their car, and they were changing clothes, and they were putting on their watches.
Like the things that would establish them as, like, middle-class Americans.
Well,
it
kind of looked like they were changing out of dingier clothes into more comfortable clothes, like more of their social status. And ever since then, I've always wondered if those people, because that's a really common panhandling area all around there, I wonder, and I have no way of knowing, but I wonder if they had just been panhandling and they keep all their stuff in their car at the park and ride, and then they change out of their dingy clothes into regular clothes, and then they drive away in their nice car.
Yeah.
I always saw lots of people, of the same five or six people too, panhandling in this area. And it's one of the things that I struggle with trust-wise. I'm like, statistically, it's probably more likely these people are all homeless or unemployed and struggling. But ever since that kind of thing, that sticks in your head.
It's
like,
in your mind, yeah.
Because you hear about these people who will buy shitty clothes and muss them up and get a dog and just wait under an overpass and
see how much money they can collect. And then they go home in their Mercedes, and you know, they can make money that way. But it's on the one hand, that's infuriating. You're lying. But on the other hand, do you really have nothing better to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I have feelings about that, but I won't share them on this podcast. Because okay. I think they're too mean.
Okay.
Well, especially just, well, I'll share them, fine.
I say, who are you trying to impress here?
Nobody. I just feel like if you have time to stand around there, you probably have time to apply for jobs at least.
Yeah.
What's precluding you from being able to do something? Is it jail time? Is it that you've been convicted of a crime that you can't do it? Is it that you have to do... I'm just trying... Anyway, white privilege talking here, I guess, but like, I just want to understand it better so I can be less critical of it when I see it. Because right now I'm like, if you have a dog and you're panhandling, I'm not giving you money because I hate you because you're getting a dog. You need to give that dog away to someone who can take care of it. Like, and I highly doubt that you can afford to take care of a dog the right way, because I know how much it takes to take care of a dog, especially a dog that like is a bigger dog or like has medical issues. And so, I don't know. I just like, A, I feel like you're irresponsible. Like,
to be fair, that person is homeless, so responsibility probably wasn't their strong suit.
Which is a whole other thing, too. Like, why would I want to give you money if I know you're not going to use it responsibly?
And then there's some data that shows that you're better off supporting charities that can provide frameworks for people, because a lot of people on the street struggle with not just planning and organization. Some people are genuinely fucked, right? And that's just where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But there are communities and things that help people. So the random individuals that are just on the corners are probably outcast from those communities. And that's one of those like, well, how do we help them? What do we do with them? Because they're probably suffering from mental health problems and substance abuse.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from my brother. Like,
yeah.
And watching that, and where like, I constantly hear about him being basically homeless and things like that all the time. And I'm like, is it real?
Well, because, yeah, it's such a self-enforced thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not to shit on him, but...
No, you're good.
He's not homeless. He has
been homeless before.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that is of his own volition.
That's what I mean. Like, if you showed up at your parents' house...
I don't think they'd take him in anymore.
You don't think anymore? No. I think they finally...
Yeah, I think that... I think at this point, they would be like you can't stay here. Like, and so that's why... But it's like, all that stuff isn't happening just because they're mean. It's happening because of, like...
Oh, yeah, no, that's
and not saying that.
There's a point that there's the last straw, but for there to have been the last straw, there had to have been many other straws.
And I guess that's where I'm coming from is, like, I see people like that, and all I can do is think about the things where, like, oh, you probably have a Mercedes, you're probably making money, why are you so responsible? I have trouble empathizing inside of a car when I'm watching people do that, and that's probably my own personal flaw. But
you're probably still an asshole.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% an asshole. Wait. 85%.
Kevin, thoughts?
You started this with gang violence, okay?
Yes, I mean, I did. Exactly. I've certainly seen... there's a house pretty close to where, like, family lives here, like in Broomfield. And there, for a while, you could watch, like, people with suitcases walking in and flooding in there. And they leave in the morning, go out to probably to 36 because it's pretty close, then flood back in at night. They were just like, they found an empty house with an unlocked door,
mm-hmm.
and they were just like squatting in there basically. And I think they finally got the cops called on them and had to book it. But I could only imagine like them pooling the money together and just, you know, having ragers every night. That's just what's happening in my mind.
Drugs.
Is that what you do? Oh, wait.
If I was homeless?
Go ahead, sorry.
Maybe.
Well, I also have seen people attempt to pull scams on me from those things. Like, there's a hoo-hot over off of I-25 in Wadsworth. A guy came over to us once just saying, hey, my car broke down. Do you have any money? I can, you know, fix a flat tire. Like, yeah, sure. Give him, like, $5. Well, the next week he was there again. It's like, man, your car breaks down a lot. And then he starts swearing at us and walks away. It's like, okay.
You shouldn't panhandle from the same spot 2 weeks in a row, idiot.
With the same story?
Yeah. Kevin, it's a hard tangent because Kevin was talking and I want to make him talk more because I think the listeners love his beautiful voice. Kevin remembered things he was afraid of, finally.
I did, yeah.
So we have two of them, I think.
Spiders? Yeah. And also spiders?
I think, was it spiders?
No. Well, okay. It could be. Swarms of things.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, swarms of spiders, that's a big
more one. Than four spiders in one place is a bad time.
What about, like, swarms of birds?
Not necessarily it's infants. It's insects. It's one time when I was a very, very tiny toddler, like maybe two, and it's a vague memory, you know, those memories you have of just like...
There are more feelings than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was playing in a pile of sand, and...
Oh, God.
And red ants popped out of it. I didn't know. And they were all over my body, and I was just like screaming, like, ah.
Were you doing
it? Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Good.
So that was... that.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that ruined bugs for me.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The other one.
Swarms. This one, I like this one.
The other one is weightlifting injuries.
Oh.
Just like,
yep.
You know, when the knee bends in a way it's not supposed to.
Yep.
It like.
Yep.
Brings.
Or like a muscle rips through flesh for
it
some reason.
Nope.
Great.
Oh,
terror.
Nope.
Like,
yep.
Like a wrist bends away it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything
no.
bending
Hard.
The way it shouldn't is not. I'm not okay with. So yeah, those
I'm
are my
the
things.
Same on that one, which is funny because I spent most of my life. Bending people's wrists and limbs and ways they're supposed to bend. So it's a little weird, but...
So if you want to mess with Kevin, don't murder his family like I was going to do.
And don't have your knee snap backwards on a bench.
No, do have
leg.
Your knee snap backwards if you want to scare Kevin. And send swarms of animals at him.
Apparently, yeah. Well, that sounds like a good thing to end on to me. But
sending swarms of animals
yeah,
to attack
well,
because
20 minutes starts to get a little long for me.
Oh?
Here. Yeah?
For you editing, maybe, but not for the listeners.
Our listener doesn't like them that long.
Who's our listener?
I didn't tap on the table.
No. Although, Kyle did this. So we'll see if that was annoying.
I did not make sounds that loud.
No, you...
It's like
you,
this.
No, I listened to it. It was when you were talking about your brother.
But I did tap on the table when we first turned it on to test
earlier,
it.
Earlier, when
was
you were talking about your brother, you did like one of these numbers?
It was for science.
Oh, I was wiping the table off because
yes.
there was stuff on it.
Skin cells.
That had nothing to do with exclamation, though.
No, I'm not saying it was exclamation.
No,
was
you were
was,
very clearly saying it was exclamation.
It was...
Like, what if I just touch the mic to, like well, like that?
That was really, really loud. You peaked it. Don't do that again.
It's ASMR, okay? Bye, everybody.
No, it's not. Like, comment, subscribe. We love you.
Sysok ASMR.